Now we're going to turn our attention to scales. We've put off practicing scales in the bass to this point in the cassette because they're fairly hard for the beginner to play, but you should be ready for them by now. Playing scales is a great exercise for stretching your fingers, and they're the basis for everything we do on the bass. We're going to start with an A scale, so we'll be at the 4th string 5th fret with a 2nd finger. Little finger on the 7th fret. 3rd string at the 4th fret with the index finger. 2nd finger at the 5th fret. Little finger at the 7th. 2nd string, 4th fret with the 1st string finger. Ring finger on the 6th. Little finger on the 7th. Let's play all the way through it. Exercise 31. Okay, now we're going to start with the highest note and the octave and come back down. Let's play both of them together, exercise 31 and 32, back to back. You're going to have to practice that quite a bit, get used to stretching your fingers out that much. Playing scales is a lot like playing bar chords on a guitar, and that you can move them around anywhere on the neck. To illustrate this, we're going to use the exact same scale position, but we're going to slide down to the 3rd fret and start on a G note.